Good morning. Happy New Year to everyone. Today we celebrate not only the new year, but also it is the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. So it's the maternity of Mary. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. As we gather to celebrate this Mass and remind ourselves that it's not only the beginning of a new year, but it's also a new opportunity for us once again to be alive with our faith and our love for God. So to prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries, let us pause for a moment. Let us ask God's mercy and pardon.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known to the message that had been told them about the child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for the circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
There is a line in the Gospel reading this morning that I would like to begin my homily with. They have made known the message that had been told them about the child. What do you think is that message? The gospel is not very clear, but it says there they have been told about the message about the child. What was the message about the child? We just celebrated Christmas. So, what was the message? You didn't know this was coming, huh? What was the message? Because this is the same message that these shepherds brought when they went back to their work as shepherds. So what do you think was the message about the child? It is found in the prophet Isaiah, which we also read during Christmas. And it is in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given to us. This message that the shepherds discovered when they went to Bethlehem and visited Mary and Joseph and the child Jesus, they found a child born unto them. And this is very important, because today, as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, we celebrate the motherhood of Mary. When the shepherds proclaimed and heard about what they saw in the manger, they were not surprised, but they rejoiced. Because the angel, what did the angel proclaim when Christ was born? It's also a Christmas carol. What is it? Joy to the world. Let's not forget, we are still in the Christmas season. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. That's where the Christmas carol comes from. And the shepherds went in haste and began and continued to share the good news by saying, joy to the world. The Lord has come. And that's exactly what we celebrate in Christmas. They went back proclaiming about Jesus. But for Mary, she did more than just proclaiming the joy. Mary, as the gospel tells us, Mary found the meaning of Christmas in the person of Jesus. Jesus is the essence of Mary's existence. Mary treasured everything in her heart and pondered upon them. What a beautiful example for us to begin the new year. To begin a new year in the spirit of prayer, in the spirit of meditation, pondering and reflecting upon the goodness of God. I believe many of you, if not even all of you, have made New Year's resolutions. Am I right? Yes? No? You don't do it anymore? Because you have had made many of them and you never did anything. Well, what a good resolution would be to look at Mary, the example of Mary. Mary treasured everything in her heart and pondered upon them. What a beautiful example that is. Because the motherhood of Mary is not just being a mother, but also being a disciple. A disciple who becomes a good follower of Jesus Christ. Mary trusted the will of God. And that's why, what was the answer of Mary to the angel? Her answer was, let it be done to me. Yes, let it be done to me according to thy word. That's what Mary pondered upon and reflected upon. The will of God. So that the will of God may not only be followed, but it will be realized in her life. And that's why she could say, let it be done to me according to thy word. In short, Mary opened wide the doors of her being to Christ. So when we can say yes to God, we are practically opening wide our hearts, the doors of our hearts to Jesus, allowing Him to be born in us and become, therefore, the good news to everyone that we encounter. That's what the new year is all about. 2007, the year of the... You don't know. Year of the rooster. But we're not going there. Where we are going is that it is the year of the Lord. And therefore, a year where new responsibilities, new horizons, and new opportunities for us, again, are able to really show our love and care for everyone. That's what the new year is all about. That's why Mary is presented to us as an example, so that Mary becomes the person who gives us the example of pondering, of prayer, of reflection, and study. Mary who trusts in the will of God. Mary who can say yes to God. Instead of complaining to God, he would say, yes, let it be done to me according to thy word. May we bring this home today so that the new year becomes an opportunity for us, like Mary, to serve God, to love God, and to know Him. Allow that grace, and how beautiful the words of the first reading is all about, because it is about the blessing upon Israel. May the blessing of God be upon all of us. And I pray for that too, so that this year, 2017, does not only mean we are 1 year older, but that 2017 means that it is a new opportunity to serve God and to love Him, trusting in His will, allowing His will, so that everything that we do will be for the greater glory of His name. Amen. Amen. And Happy New Year to everyone. Let us pray. We have received this heavenly sacrament with joy, O Lord. Grant, we pray, that it may lead us to eternal life. For we rejoice to proclaim the Blessed Ever Virgin Mary, Mother of your Son and Mother of the Church, through Christ our Lord. Once again, we greet you all a blessed, happy new year, and may this year be an opportunity once more, like Mary, an opportunity to increase and improve our prayer life. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.